episode 251, Reckless Living.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies! How are you? I hope you are ready for girl time, because I'm ready for girl time. You know, come on in, get your coffee, get a sweet lemonade, sweet tea, even whatever to your heart's content wants, let's have it, because it is our time. And before we dive deep in something, what I think is going to be a great little chat today, I want to make sure that we give a shout out to all of our new family members. Welcome, welcome. I know you're probably wondering, who are these crazy people that I have stumbled upon? Well, welcome to the family. You have come to an amazing community here that does life together. We live life together. Doing it together, it makes it so much better, because we're not perfect. I'm a mom, a wife, and I do not have all the answers. But you know what? I have tried a lot of things out. And what I do know is what doesn't work most of the time. And then that allows me to find out what does work. And that's what I hope to pass on to you. Some encouragement, some empowerment to say, you know what? You can have the life that you really want to live. Does it come easy? Nope, it doesn't. But you know what? It can be better. If you're wanting to know more about this amazing family, head on over to createyournow.com. You can sign up for the newsletter there. And you can also come over to our Facebook private group at facebook.com/groups/createyournowpodcast. Okay, now that we have all the domestic beauties out of the way. Now, for some of you, you're like, domestic beauties? Yeah, that's what I call my chores or my to-do list, because I don't like calling it that, because I don't want to do that. So I call them domestic beauties. So now that we have all of the domestic beauties out of the way, we can get down to our time. Yay, yay, yay. And you know what? It's fun, because I'm sure if you read the title of this, Reckless Living, you're like, what are you on, Christiane? I mean, seriously, are we talking about car insurance and auto driving? Well, maybe we should, because I already have 3 drivers, and I'm sure my number 4 is going to be up and coming here too soon. And my insurance premiums, I know, are going to go up. But no, that's not what we're talking about. We have nothing, it has nothing to do with cars, but it does have something to do with being reckless in our lives, or having a life that is kind of reckless, where it's not crazy. We tend to float sometimes, and a lot of the times, and we go from one responsibility to one duty to one I must have. Oh, I signed up for this. What was I thinking? And then I've got to go to this meeting, and then maybe I can sit down for 2 minutes before I have to get up and cook dinner, and then we have to go back out again. And then when I come home, I still have 2 loads of laundry to fold yet. And then, well, gosh, am I even going to get the news? And it's midnight. Yeah, it's exhausting. I was out running. I told you all I've been out running lately, and that's something, I never was a runner. And when I went through my tornado, that was my way, how I started my journey. Literally on my journey was running. And it started by just literally putting one foot in front of the other, which led to one lap. And then eventually I was just walking, and then I would start to run. And then I was running and walking 7 to 11 miles a day. And I did this for over a year straight. Amazing to me how my body absolutely loved it. It thrived on it. And not just my body, but my body soul. It was my time with God. And he was able to, during those times, I never had any distractions. The only thing I had on was my music. And the music I listened to was Christian-based. And so usually, somehow or another, either it stopped when it was supposed to be total silence, or the song ended and he knew that he would have my utmost attention, because my soul was softened and my ears were open to hearing him. So I've been running a lot lately. I had a few kind of issues with my leg, my ankle. It's just called getting older. That's all it is. Nothing traumatic, but it does kind of slow you down. And with 5 children and a hubby and trying to take care of the household with little Rhino, you know, right, little English bulldog, and then we have the kitty cats. Well, I'm on the go all the time. I don't want to like to call my life busy, but we're always happening. And I feel like I am always running. But I don't want to be running from life. I want to be running in life, and I want to enjoy that life. And so lately, I've been able to be blessed again to be able to run every single day. So I was out running today. Actually, it was a couple days ago, but I was running today too. But this is not where the story is, okay? The story happened a couple days ago. I was out running, and the winds were beginning to shift, and we were starting to get warmer weather coming in from the south. And so the winds were more consistent. We would have 25 mile per hour consistent winds. Great for resistance training. Love that. You know, I don't even have to lift because with my legs, because, man, I'm just running right against the wind when it's constant like that. But when I'm running, I noticed I was sitting here dodging all of creation. Between the butterflies, the flying grasshoppers, the squirrel that had to cross the street in front of this big semi, because we're in a neighborhood that's being rebuilt. So we have lots of construction that's going on here all the time, it seems like. So it dodges, squirrel goes running across the two-lane street, comes across over to the other side. I thought for sure he was going to run in front of me and scare me to death, because he looked at me and stopped like, what are you going to do to me? What are you going to do to me? And I just looked at him like, you could go ahead, you're fine. And so I kind of slowed down just a little bit. Well, he ran off. Or it was being totally freaked out by the little cute bunny rabbit that was so nicely perched on the side, and all of a sudden, popped up and went storming and went way faster than me with this cute little, all I could see was his little, you know, hind end and fluffy tail. Yes, it was dodging everything. And as I was running, I felt kind of like it was all kamikaze living. Just, I was dodging all these bullets, and I was in the war of nature. And I thought, you know what? Actually, I did kind of live and come into their zone. Why? Well, because where we live used to be crops. It used to be just open land, farmland, and they eventually then broke it down, and now we have a housing area. It's great. I absolutely love where we are. But when I was thinking about that, I was like, oh, we are so doing that in life. We're sitting there dodging the bullets. We're dodging the butterflies or the flying grasshopper that comes our way. The things that jump out and scare us, you know, like, wow, what were you thinking? And then the things that are like, oh, they're kind of cute, and you want to pause a little moment and look at them, but then life happens, and you got to keep going. And then by the noisiness of just the cars driving around, and I'm like, gosh, this is reckless living. But I don't want to live a reckless life. I don't want to be stuck in that and feel like I'm being bounced around and having to dodge nature, dodging the bullets, dodging my to-do list, dodging my domestic beauties. I don't want reckless living. I want to live life recklessly. I don't want to wreck. I don't want my insurance premiums to go up. But you know what? Maybe I need to have an insurance policy that's life living. How to succeed as a mom without jumping over the edge. Because life can get so crazy. And literally, we become reckless in what we do. So as I continued my run, God began to break down to me and say, you know, hey, Christiane, you need to pay attention to this. I was like, okay. You see, I love to learn. I love learning. Now, I can't say so much I love learning when I was in school way back when. Why? Because I just wanted to get school done. I wanted to get my degree. I wanted to, you know, graduate and be done with it. But now, since I'm older, there's something about it, which is good. It's feeding my neurons. So hopefully my brain will continue to grow with me and not grow old. You know, you got to keep learning to keep those neurons firing and making those connections every single day. Seriously. Okay, but that's for a whole nother podcast. So I really didn't want to get trapped in reckless living. And I began thinking, hey, Lord, what are you trying to tell me here? What are you trying to open my mind to? And he began to reveal to me as to, it's not just you, it's the world. We're all into doing everything. We are bombarded. We're recklessly living from social media. We're recklessly living from our schools. We're recklessly living from our jobs. We're recklessly living in our relationships. We are recklessly living, period. And we need to wreck less in order to live an amazing life. You see how that can be connected or disconnected? So I really had to think on that, because It was, it, I mean, it's kind of perplexing, honestly. It makes you stop when you really begin to think about it. What are you doing just because you're doing it? Why are you making the choices that you're making? Why is your life so crazy? Does it really have to be? Now, there are times and seasons in your life that it's going to be chaotic. It could be chaotic for good or chaotic for bad. Maybe it's usually more bad than turns to good. You're going to have those chaotic seasons, but the chaos should not be every single waking hour of your life. It's a season. It should be a brief moment. And that brief moment, yeah, maybe 3 or 4 months. I mean, if you're working in a job and you're trying to get a promotion and you have certain steps that you have to go through and there may be an influx of the growth within the company, et cetera, well, yeah, you're going to have maybe some chaos during that time. But that doesn't mean that you're going to have to live that the entire time of your career. Make sense? So reckless living, would you like to wreck less and live, or would you like to have reckless living? Which would you prefer? Well, today, guess what? I'm going to give you the ultimate kiss that you can use in anything, whether it's your business, whether it's your relationships, whether it's just in life in general. Maybe it's even raising your kids. Anything that you can do to, here's your kiss, make a decision. That's it. You got to make a decision. I know that sounds so easy, but making the decision consists of 4 things. It does. And it sounds very simple that you're going to make a decision, but a lot of times we're not making the decision. Someone else is making it for us. We're not the ones committing to it. We're letting people commit us to it. We're committing to just because we have to, or just because we want to live like the Joneses, or just because it's expected of us, instead of looking at it and saying, I need to make a decision for me. I need to make a decision for my family. I need to make a decision for my business, et cetera, et cetera. But a lot of us we do it because why? That's what was put in front of us, but it may not be right for you. For example, let's look at healthy living, okay, and eating healthy. I am one who personally has an intolerance to gluten. You know, and my son even says, Mom, why do you not like food, period? And I said, honey, I love food. It has nothing to do with that. My body doesn't like it necessarily. The chemical reaction that it has when food is put into it is freaky. Now, that doesn't mean that because I can't eat certain things that they're not good for you. Can you believe certain fruits are not good for me? Why? Well, because it just does things to my body, which we're not going to go into today. But it does weird things. But for you, it may be absolutely perfect. So what works for me may not work for you and vice versa. So it's real important that when you're looking at this, you have to make the decision that's right for you. Okay, and that's how we're going to break it down. Break it down the kiss. Break it down. Break it down. Are you ready? I feel like we should do like some hip-hop move and jive here. Let's have fun about it, right? Because reckless living, we don't want to live recklessly. We want to wreck less in our life, right? Okay. Breathe here. Number one, okay, in order to make your decision, number one, you must seek. You have to seek wisdom. Ultimately, I believe you need to seek wisdom from God. You need to pray. You need to ask for his guidance, for his help. You need to ask him to open and close doors. You need to pray about it. You need to seek out people that you trust. People that maybe have walked a certain journey and you're like, I could maybe use their input. Seek wisdom. Number two, you need to discern. Ooh, that's a hard one. Discern. Discern actually means to perceive or recognize. To discern, to study, to understand. Study to understand where this all is. How does it all work together? What is the purpose of it? Is this going to work really for me? And then number three, you need to captivate. Yes, you do. You need to take your thoughts captive. You need to captivate it. You're taking information that you've gained, okay, from number one and number two, our seek and discern, and you need to move it forward to truth. You see, a lot of things may be good for somebody else, but if it doesn't work for you and where you are, well, that's not truth for you. Make sense? And then ultimately, number four, you need to aim. Action ignites motivation. You need to take aim. Now, this sounds all very simple, I know. And yeah, it's meant to, the keep it simple strategy. It's your decision, though. These are simple steps that you can take to make your decision. You have to decide how you want to live your life. Do you want to live your life reckless, or do you want to live and wreck less? Where are you today? What do you desire in your heart? Or maybe you've been learning and living more out of your mind, and you need to connect the heart with it. The journey of life is not easy. You're on and in a race that lasts forever until you're done here on earth. And I pray that I will see you one day in eternity. You see, living on purpose with a purpose, that's reckless living. Being able to make the decision that's right for you, for your family, it does take some time. It takes some strategy. It takes saying, you know what? I need to be open to this. I need to be more mindful of this. I need to not just let life control me, but I need to be a participant in my life. A lot of times we're not even our own participant. The kids rule the house. We let it happen. So where are you in your walk today? Where are you in your journey? What are you saying to yourself? Reckless living, or I want to wreck less living. You can have either. And I'm for sure you don't want to live the kamikaze one. No more dodging the butterflies and the flying grasshoppers. And if you're in Texas, it's the flying cockroaches, right? You can relate to me. Yes, I know. They're horrible and they're huge. They're like 2 inches big. Seriously. Look them up. They're flying cockroaches. They're disgusting. We make light of it. We try to laugh it off, but living is tough. The decision is yours to make. What will you do today? If you need to, please reach out to me. You know where to find me at createyournow.com. I only want the best for you. I want the desires of your heart to become true, but you need to seek, you need to discern, you need to captivate, and you need to aim. That's how you'll make your decision. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.